For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The government is putting migrant families back together. A senior administration official estimates around 500 of the more than 2,300 separated children have been reunited so far. It's still unclear what will happen with the remaining children, but the same official says efforts are underway to set up a centralized reunification process. Drama happening on the floor of the House of Representatives. Congressman Ted Lieu played the viral video of migrant children crying in a detention center.
17 of the House.
He was ruled out of order. House Republicans have decided to vote next week on the immigration bill, even though the president has tweeted to drop the effort until after the November elections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitren?
Calitren? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitren, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitren. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitren has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitren, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitren?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
The Supreme Court gives privacy advocates a victory, as USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
In a 5-4 ruling released on Friday morning, justices say police need to get a warrant to obtain location information from cell phone tower sites. Chief Justice John Roberts joined the court's liberals in that decision.
The European Union is imposing trade tariffs, prompting a new threat from President Trump. The president responded to the EU tariffs taking effect today, targeting American goods largely from states he won in 2016. He tweets, "Based on the tariffs and trade barriers long placed on the U.S. and its great companies and workers by the European Union, if these tariffs and barriers are not broken down and removed, we will be placing a 20% tariff on all of their cars coming into the U.S. Build them here." German automakers have 3 plants in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in a war of words, tweeting with his Iranian counterpart. John Clements has more on the story.
Secretary Pompeo has been going back and forth with his counterpart in Tehran, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, with a series of critical tweets about conditions in the Islamic Revolutionary Nation. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauer was questioned about those tweets.
We've seen people continue to be oppressed there. Women who protest the forced wearing of a hijab, they protest. We've seen some of them thrown in prison. Iranians appear to be increasingly frustrated, and I think he's merely pointing that out.
I'm John Clemens.
Representatives of North and South Korea met at a resort in the North's Mount Kumkang to discuss plans for a reunion of family members separated during the Korean War. The meeting is scheduled to discuss details of the upcoming reunion event, including a date and whether separated family members are still alive. South Korean President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un agreed at their April 27th summit to hold a family reunion in August. Park Young-il, head of the North Korean Red Cross delegation, said there will be a dramatic change in the relation of the two Red Cross organizations as we depart from our shameful past and restart our discussion for cooperation in humanitarian affairs between the North and the South. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.